Well, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Adam Purcell, and I'm the teaching pastor at our Mount Vernon campus. We hope that you have been having a great week. This past Sunday, we looked at Exodus 19 and God's gracious giving of the law to his people that he had saved from slavery in Egypt. And Nick Zarley, our college pastor, did an outstanding job of talking about how relationship always comes before rules. The way that he said it at our Mount Vernon campus this past Sunday is that redemption always precedes requirements. But whether we say relationship comes before rules or redemption always precedes requirements, we're really saying the same thing, and we are reminding our hearts of something that can be so difficult for us to remember, and that is that God, in his love for us, he looks at us in our sin, and we can't do anything to earn the salvation that God is offering us for free in his son Jesus the Christ. God looked at us in our sin, and he loved us, and he sent his son Jesus. Jesus died on the cross, and his shed blood pays the penalty for our sin, and Jesus rose again on the third day, and he has conquered death, and he invites everybody everywhere, and in particular, he invites you and me to trust him and to have his life with him forever. And that relationship comes first. We get the grace first. We get the relationship with God first. Over and over, if you've noticed in the Exodus narrative, God has said, my people, my people, my people. I have seen my people. I have heard my people. And now we get to Exodus 19, and God is finally getting around to giving his people that he has saved with his strong hand and by his grace, the law. He's giving them some rules to live by. And it's obvious, since God has been referring to Israel as his people all along, that the relationship came first and the requirements came second. The relationship always precedes the rules, whether we're talking about God in the Old Testament with Israel or God with you and I through trusting his son, Jesus the Christ. And so what this reminds us of is we don't earn anything with God, but rather we trust him, we receive the forgiveness that Jesus gives us like children. And then God says, hey, let me tell you the rules. And the rules are not to keep joy from us. The rules are so that we can know how to live as God's holy beloved children, so that we can stay more in line with his love, so that we can experience greater and greater joy, not less and less joy. And that's hard for us to believe, but the Bible says it's true. And Jesus says that he is the way and the truth and the life, and we have to trust him in that. And so let's take a moment and let's pray. And let's just thank God that in his love, he, through the Holy Scriptures, through the Bible, has told us about his son and how we can trust him and be saved. But also, he's given us some rules. And those rules flow out of our relationship with Jesus. They allow us, again, to experience the life that Jesus gives. So let's take a moment and let's just thank God for his gracious gift of relationship and rules. And let's ask God to give us today opportunities to share the great news of Jesus with anyone that we meet, because they probably think the rules come first. And maybe, just maybe, today we'll have an opportunity to share the great news that the relationship comes first. And then, yeah, there are some rules later once you already have totally and completely received God's love. And so let's pray now together, please. Well, thanks again for listening to the LifePoint Drivecast. We hope that you have an awesome week and that we see you back tomorrow on the Drivecast. God bless.